Shana Tovah. Today's Haftarah is for Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Now, the first question you ask is, what is the connection between the Torah reading and the Haftarah? Whoa, we had 7 weeks, no connection. It was connected to the time of the year. Now, we're back to the good times where the reading in the Torah is connected to the Haftarah. What is the connection? We read on the first day of Rosh Hashanah about Abraham and Sarah and how they were awarded and answered their prayers. Their prayers were answered to have the son Yitzchak. So she was a barren woman. Now, let's go to the Haftarah. It comes from the book of Shemuel. It actually comes from the first perek, first pasuk, first chapter, first verse of Shemuel. What is the story about? It is pre-Beit HaMikdash time. We're already settled in the land of Israel. Joshua took care of that. And now all the Shoftim have finished their leadership. And we're coming to the end of the time, pre-monarchy. Okay, so what would you do on Rosh Hashanah? There was still Shalosh Regalim. There were still three pilgrimage holidays. And on these pilgrimage holidays, the Jews would go up to wherever the temple was. Remember, today you can go to the corner and the other corner and find a Beit Knesset, find a synagogue. Back then, one place to pray. So everybody would have to go there. So where were they going? They were going to Shiloh. And what were they doing there? They would visit the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and they would do their holiday sacrifices there, their korbanot. So the family here of a man named Elkanah goes to the city of Shiloh. And every year he would make a big to-do about his journey there. Why? Because he would enroll other people to join him. So he would go once on one highway, and then in an expressway, and he would do all different ways to get there to stimulate people coming to the Mishkan to pray. So I guess not everybody would go all the time, so they needed some encouragement. Some things never change. So here you have the story that Elkanah had two wives, Chana and Penina. And Penina already had children, so when it came time after Korban, after the sacrifice to eat, she would get plenty of food laid out for all her children. But Chana, unfortunately, had not yet had any children. And when her husband Elkanah put a plate of food in front of her, and although she felt embarrassed that she didn't have children, he would give her an ample portion. In the Midrash, it says that Penina would rib a little bit Chana to try to get her, go get pregnant, go have children, come on. Anyway, obviously, Chana was in tremendous pain why she hadn't yet had children. So she would go to the Mishkan on her own, and she was mispalel, she was praying there. And what she was doing is, and this is where we learn historically that we say the word softly, that she was saying that. But Eli HaKohen looked at her and said, "Hey, lady, are you drunk?" And she was like, "Are you kidding? I'm not drunk." He goes, "Why are your lips moving, but you're not saying anything?" She says, "I am praying to God to answer me for a child." Pause. What do we learn from that? Kiddush Club people, you could drink, you could daven. You can't do both at the same time. You see this from Eli saying to her, if you're drunk, you have no place here. So that's just a little OU message. Moving forward, you have the bracha from Eli HaKohen that says to Chana, "Chana, listen, you will be blessed. Go back home with your husband. He will be with you. And next year, you will be carrying a child in your arms." And sure enough, this bracha and the tefillot were answered, and she did give birth to a baby. Now, if God hears you, what are you going to name your child? Shemu Kel. God heard me. However, there was one condition, that this boy should be a Nazir. He should be someone that made an extra commitment to God. He didn't cut his hair. He didn't drink wine. So now she's nursing the baby the first year. But then I think it was in the third year that she brought him and gave him to Eli to be a servant of God in the Mishkan. So why are we reading this Haftarah? This is a new year and new beginnings. And birth of life and children is new beginnings as well. And just like Avram and Sarah's prayers were answered for children, for a family, so was Chana's prayers answered. And this is the story of the new beginnings on Rosh Hashanah. Shana Tova, Chag Sameach.